Blog Talk Radio. Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up. Talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with a student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey, Freedomist, Proof here. Just want to let everybody know that I have a trusted source for EMF protection. So you can block out this 5G possibly from your cell phone or any other electronic devices, go to groundwithgia.com and please check out the selection of products that you might need to help filter out all this electronic garbage that's going to get into your house and to your life. So most of us have cell phones except for me. You're going to want to protect yourself. We all have Wi-Fi, and you definitely want to do something about this. Please check it out, groundwithgia.com. That's ground with G-I-A, Gia.com.
Hello, folks. We are here with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of the barefoot lifestyle, as well as sharing health benefits, giving general support, encouragement, and empowering each other. I'm your host, Phoenix. Audrey could not be here today because of some scheduling conflict issues. Again, sorry for that. Unfortunately, things come up. sorry, my throat is a little dry today. I thought I was about to sneeze. I've been trying to hold on to sneeze. I'm trying to figure out whether or not it was to at least stay with me or go. I don't know. but it's definitely an interesting time of year. It's not quite spring, but close enough that I'm just ready for it, and I'm sure a lot of you barefooters out there feel the same way. It's been a very frustrating week for myself, so if I am a little scatterbrained all over the place, I mean, well, it's kind of like, well, nothing new, really, but, please bear with me. Oh, my gosh, I keep feeling like I have to sneeze. Sorry, guys. Oh. Hard to follow a train of thought when my nose tickles so much I feel like I'm going to sneeze. Oh, I might need to blow my nose. I'm sorry. I know I just answered from an ad break. I'm going to mute myself real quick so I can blow my nose so you guys don't have to listen to that. I'll actually go ahead and play one more ad so that way it's not like dead silence.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Okay, sorry guys, I had to blow my nose. I felt like my head was going to explode for a second. I had that sneeze and sinus stuff so strongly. So sorry for having to play another ad. But I do like the ground therapy ads that I play. A lot of times they don't always feel so much like ads referring to the one I just played because I do like the information they have. You know, it's really important for us to understand grounding, and I like that this one brought up electromagnetic fields. Electromagnetic fields, they are all around us. We each have our own electromagnetic field. And it becomes individualized to our own experience because we are all individual people. I honestly think of, auras as probably being more in reference to our individual electromagnetic field personally through my own barefooting journey. Now, it is important to acknowledge that people barefoot for a wide variety of reasons. This could be for their mental health. It could be for their physical health. It could be for their spiritual health. It can, you know, just be for cultural reasons, or, you know, and spiritual and religion aren't necessarily the same things. So, you know, there can be differences with between spirituality and religion for why one barefoot. Spirituality usually refers to more so to one's individual experience with, you know, other forces. While, you know, religion is more so of the social institution, the social construct. And that's not to be disrespectful. That's, you know, what religions are classified as. They're classified as social institutions and social constructs. And not all constructs are bad. I mean, even love is a construct. It's, you know, it's a concept. It's this idea that we've created. We all have our own internal schema and construct of love. But, you know, love is still a universal experience. So, you know, there are things that can kind of fall more into universal experiences, but we each all have our own construct and our own concept and our own working schema and idea and understanding. Sorry, I hope I'm making sense right now. It's important to understand that depending on what somebody's own, you know, spiritual or religious affiliation and relationship is, you know, that can look different, even if it's all, you know, connected to barefooting. You know, saying that if you, you know, what I'm trying to say is, you know, I guess I could just put this in simply. My spiritual reasons for barefooting are not the same for other people who barefoot for spiritual reasons. My own religious and spiritual experiences are different than so many of you guys out there. And, you know, some people may not consider themselves spiritual beings. And I also respect that. I mean, I personally think that spirituality is a facet, a dimension of our existence. But I respect that not everybody has that opinion and not everybody feels the same way. Because we are all very different people walking in very different feet, that are walking in very different paths and have walked through very different paths. And, you know, it doesn't matter how much we talk. There are some things that people will never really know or understand about us. And that's okay. That's not lonely. That's individuality. And that is something that I've even struggled with, honestly. It can be hard feeling different at times. You know, as barefooters, we all probably feel different a lot of the time. I know I do. And that's not to say that I'm always feel special. Because feeling different and feeling special aren't always the same thing. A lot of us have felt ostracized because of our barefooting, because of what helps us, because of what makes us feel better, whether it's for our physical health, our mental health, our emotional health, our spiritual health, or any other facets of health that you personally feel that barefooting applies to you. It can be very hard and it can be very lonely, but that's fear and that's other people's projections that make you feel lonely. It's not that, you know, there's anything wrong with barefooting. And obviously most of us here know that, but I do feel like maybe that just needs to be said today. You know, I'll be honest. It's been a week, you know, I didn't really have much of a plan going into this show. And it was, unfortunately, you know, yesterday found out that Audrey wasn't going to be able to be on with us today. I know it's been really like hit or miss, having us both in the same place at the same time. And every week, you know, it's changing, but that's also life. Every week, every day, things are changing. Old chapters are closing, new chapters are opening. And so if you are still holding on to residual fear and ostracization and just negative emotions centered around your own barefooting journey and your own sense of self-worth, I encourage you to let those go. And letting those go isn't acting like it's not real. It's not acting like it never had any effect on you. It's realizing that the power that these things had over you was, it was only ever power that you gave them. Other people's criticism and judgment even. It has no real weight or power over you. It only has the power you've given it. Even if when that comes to family, and that's a, you know, that can be a really hard thing for a lot of people. Sorry, I'm trying to think how to put this into words better. For me, like, family is something that I value very deeply. I'm a very devoted person when it comes to family, but I've also firsthandedly been hurt by a lot of family members. And, you know, I've got a lot of trauma in that department even. And I've had to learn over the years that not everybody that is blood has your best interest at heart. And even if they love you, they may not still fully have your best interest at heart. And that's a hard pill to swallow. And I feel like this applies to some people within their barefooting journey. If your quote unquote family, regardless of blood, marriage, or whatever your connection is to them, if they are not supportive of you and your coping skills and coping mechanisms that are healthy and aren't hurting anyone or yourself, there's a problem. And so if there are people in your life that don't support you in your barefooting journey, I think it's time. And I, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but I think collectively, as, you know, just even a global society, you know, there's this era of change that is being ushered in. And I encourage everyone to embrace it. Change is not scary. I mean, it is, but that's fear talking. But when you really get past and cast out and throw away all that fear, change is beautiful. It is our fear of nothingness that keeps us from letting go of people and places and environments and things that do not support us and do not encourage us. It is our own fear of nothingness and loneliness. And it's nothing but fear. So if you're holding on to people that aren't supportive of you simply because you are afraid that you will have nothing, I hate to break it to you, but you probably already have nothing, and that's why you're scared. But if you let go of that, those leeches, those things just sucking away your self-esteem, sucking away your energy, when you remove those, you'll see that you have what you need within, and it's yourself, but you've been so ostracized and alienated from yourself by other people's judgment and criticism because you allowed that to happen. And that's not to say it's all your fault, because we can unfortunately allow things to happen and not realize what that's happening. That's been a huge realization in my own life, is realizing that even though I didn't realize what was happening or what the dynamic was or how unhealthy certain relationships were with people, there was still a part of me that, you know, allowed it to happen. And that isn't about blame. That isn't about shame. That isn't about guilt. It's about realizing that something...
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern...
Sorry, guys. I don't know what happened. I guess I accidentally must have clicked an ad. Sorry. But I had to come to the realization for myself that a lot of the people that were draining me and that were hurting me, they never had any real power over me. They didn't. I unknowingly had given them that power over me. And I think the same thing goes for a lot of people, all of us really in some kind of way. There's somebody that we've probably been giving our energy to who isn't worthy. And the point of what I'm trying to say is let go of the dead weight. If somebody doesn't support your barefooting journey or any other healthy coping mechanism and skill that you have found to be deeply beneficial for you and that doesn't have negative repercussions on your health, let that go. Unfortunately, one thing I had to learn is misery loves company, you know, and some people cannot see past their own fears, their own problems, their own pain, and their own trauma to allow you to be happy, to allow you to do what's right for you. And so you have to let those people go. And it's hard. It is so hard. But it's not about blaming yourself. It's not about having shame. It's not about having guilt. Those things are all barriers to accountability and responsibility, maturity and growth and self-awareness. So if you are feeling guilt, you know, take the time to remove that guilt from your life, you know, and, you know, positive affirmations can be a great way of doing that, you know, sometimes, or journaling. And I mean, positive affirmations, that could be journaled and that could be said aloud. You know, you could incorporate that into your own religious beliefs and or your own spiritual beliefs, depending on which you personally identify with. Excuse me. Ooh, I have another one. I can't tell. I don't know. I think I'm good. Ugh, sorry. I feel like I had a burp stuck. But, you know, it's really important to remember that you are enough. You are. And people that make you feel like you aren't and make you feel like you have to be another person than who you are, they're not enough for you and for your life. And that's not saying that they're not, you know, worthy of anything good or, you know, that's not to be hateful. We shouldn't wish bad things upon people. I mean, we should wish justice, you know, and karma, if anything, you know. But we should never, you know, just wish horrible things. You know, sometimes we have to realize that we've outgrown certain people. I'm not saying, you know, get mad and get vengeful and get crazy or sink to their level. I'm just saying, let it go. Let it go. And sometimes it's hard because when we feel wronged by people or we feel like we've outgrown people, it's really easy to feel like, oh, well, they're just a bad person. They're not enough. And that may be true. You know, that may be true for some people. They may just be bad people. And that's even a hard pill to swallow. I personally want to believe that everybody has good intentions because even at my lowest points, you know, I still have good intentions. I still want what's best for people. I still, you know, try to exist in a place and in a state of love. But I've also had to realize that some people are just bad people. And that's a hard pill to swallow. But sometimes it's also an even harder pill to swallow that to realize that the people that have hurt you, even if they're in an untoxic stage and even if they're in an unhealthy stage of their life, they may not be a fully all bad person. You've just outgrown them. And that's okay too. It is okay to outgrow people. It's okay to admit that you've outgrown somebody. And maybe you can't admit that to them. And maybe that would create a worse issue. So I'm not saying necessarily that you have to go out of your way to tell other people, hey, I've outgrown you, because that may not be the answer or the solution. But remind yourself that. Tell yourself that. Liberate yourself from shame. Liberate yourself from guilt. Liberate yourself from pain. Liberate yourself from suffering by letting go of the timelines of your life that no longer resonate with the new chapter of your life. I think a lot of people are collectively, you know, entering a new chapter of life. There's been a lot of conjunctions lately, astronomically speaking and astrologically speaking. And conjunctions are, you know, the merging and unity of different planetary bodies, whichever planetary bodies are in conjunction, which means that they are either less than 10 degrees apart or within 10 degrees apart or within or less than 15 degrees apart, depending on the school of thought around classifying conjunctions. I personally think that, you know, conjunctions are probably, you know, within 15 degrees is fine, but obviously, you know, the closer the conjunction, so the smaller the distance of separation between planetary bodies, the more intense that conjunction is going to be. And so we've had a lot of back-to-back conjunctions going on, and this has been aiding in and reflecting on this transitional period that most people are in right now. And so I encourage you to break free from the pain, break free from the guilt, break free from the shame, break free from the lack of accountability. So that way you can have a new age, an era in your life. Boundaries are one of the most important things. And boundaries, you know, they're not hateful. They're not angry. They're not resentful. They're not vengeful. Boundaries are about maintaining and protecting and preserving your own peace and making sure that other people do not cross those lines to protect your peace. And it is hard. It is hard, you know, and I think as barefooters, you know, we often find ourselves feeling misunderstood and ostracized. And there are a lot of reasons for why people barefoot too that also add to these feelings of ostracization and alienation and just not really belonging and feeling lonely. You know, for me personally, I'm neurodivergent, and, you know, I wasn't, you know, not being diagnosed in my childhood was really hard for me, not understanding that, you know, that I'm autistic and not understanding what that means because I didn't know that, you know, and not understanding that all the things that I thought were such big, fundamentally just absolutely wrong with me things and my struggles with communication were just a part of who I am, you know, and But that experience of someone with autism is a big reason why I barefoot. And it's taken a while for me to figure out that's what it was. And it's also taken me for a while knowing that I'm autistic, to even feel comfortable saying that to people because of all the ostracization tied into that. But that is a big key reason why I barefoot. I've realized that a lot of my aversions to shoes and a lot of my aversions to different textures and different stimuli were rooted in that. And that the reason why I just wanted to scream every time I had shoes on, especially when I was a kid and growing up and when I struggled the most with my emotional regulation and being able to regulate myself through stimulation or experiencing overstimulation, it was because it was just a sensory hell for me. And that's the best word I can give for it, you know. And it's really important for most, I think, a lot of people to understand that for people with autism and ADHD, wearing shoes can be a sensory hell. Absolutely miserable, absolutely overstimulating, absolutely infuriating for us. But at the same time, not every neurodivergent person is benefited through barefooting. Not every neurodivergent person likes barefooting. There are a lot of neurodivergent people that cannot stand not wearing shoes because they have their own sensory issues surrounding that. And so it's really important to understand that we're all different people. But, you know, I have definitely found a lot of benefits in terms of, you know, being autistic through barefooting, but also I've found a lot of benefits for my multiple chronic health conditions and chronic illnesses and chronic pain issues. So there, and a lot of these issues, whether it's, you know, been being neurodivergent in my mental health or, you know, my physical health, those have also contributed to a lot of feelings of ostracization for me, as they do for pretty much anybody else that experiences them. Even if you grew up with a supportive family and a loving support system, there are still places in this world where we are not accepted and we are not always welcomed and taken seriously. And that is hard. But I want you to know that those people, they don't matter. People, their hate, their negativity, it has no power over you. So cut it off. Cut off the tap. Cut off the tap that these leeches have been drinking from. Cut it off. You deserve to be loved and accepted. You deserve to be welcomed. You deserve to feel like you matter. You deserve to feel worthy, because you are. And if people are making you feel like you are nothing because of things that you actually cannot control, like your physical health, being autistic, being neurodivergent in some way, whatever that may look like for you, you know, just no, let it go. Let them go. Because they are not people in your life that support you. And you should not hold on to people in your life that don't support you. And that's been my own thing to work through and to understand and to discover. And it's hard. You know, when you feel ostracized and you feel like you aren't understood and you feel like nobody understands you, it's so lonely feeling. But the reason why you feel that is because you have people around you that are not loving you and are not supporting you. And even if you have already removed those people, it could be that residual energy, that residual pain, those residual timelines, those residual guilt and shame that you're still holding on to. So if you've already set the boundary and freed yourself from those people and you've already separated yourself from them, maybe what you need to do is release and separate yourself from all the clutter that you have absorbed that they have projected onto you. Time to let it go. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, like you have to write this second, but I feel like we are entering an age of time where it's time to let it go. It's time to embrace who we are. It's time to embrace ourselves, our bodies, and all dimensions of our existence, and to actually start listening and accommodating to our own needs rather than suppressing them and silencing them. Because barefooting has so many different health benefits. Whether it's mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and more. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to struggle. But you can't let it be the death of you. And you can't let it drain away your life. You can't let it rip you to shreds and, you know, eat you up on the inside until you're left with nothing. You can't do that. You can't do that for yourself. And I know it's hard when you feel like you have an obligation to other people, but something Audrey, you know, did actually say to me today when we were talking before the show, unfortunately, though she couldn't be here to host with me, was, what about your obligation to yourself? And that was something, this is something that I have struggled with, even for myself. You know, I put in a lot of work in it and I've come a long way, but I think that's something that other people need to hear too. So easy to get caught up in your obligations centered around other people, but what about your obligation to yourself? Because you can't help people to your greatest potential if you are broken on the inside. Our wounds are our strengths in a way. Because, you know, they've taught us lessons. But that's only when we take the time to allow them to heal and we process the lesson at hand and we process the pain and the guilt and all the other emotions attached to these wounds. If we don't process the pain, then it'll just continue to fester. But we have the ability to also turn our pain and poison into power. To let go of the shame, the blame, and the guilt, said, embrace all the lessons and all the truth that it can teach us. Embrace all the lessons and the truth that we have yet to understand as an individual, I mean. That is, you know, so take the time to process your wounds. Take the time to process your pain. Take the time to process your trauma. That's how you let it go. You don't allow yourself to fully understand, process, and feel these things. You can't fully let them go. So I encourage other people to let go of these environments and people that don't accept you for who you are and make you feel inferior and make you feel like you're not enough, because you are enough. You just don't know it yet. And if you do already know it yet, I hope this is validation in, you know, your journey of, you know, setting boundaries and, you know, finding yourself and loving yourself still. I am going to run a quick ad break, though, guys, because it's after 2, and we're supposed to run one at 2. I'm going to do that real quick, and then we will be back with Barefoot is Legal. And this is Phoenix today, guys, so be back in a jiffy.
Freaks. Outsiders. Weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Hello, folks. We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and the legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as sharing other health benefits, support, information, and advice. Today, I am your host, Phoenix. I am usually here with Audrey, but today was one of those other days where she wasn't able to be on today because of a scheduling conflict. There's nothing to be, you know, worried or anything to be really worried or concerned about, but she just couldn't be with us today. But no worries. So far I've been talking about, you know, just letting go of past people, places, things, and setting boundaries, you know, letting go of those people, places, and things that aren't supportive to us, that no longer serve our higher selves and our higher purpose or the new chapter in our lives. And that is something that's really important to keep in mind. You know, boundaries are very important. And so, you know, whether it's friends or family, if somebody is constantly invalidating your barefoot journey, and no matter how much you explain it to them or try to anyway, and they still just don't want to listen, they don't want to hear you, they don't want to understand you, they don't want to respect you, that's a problem. And you got to let that go, because that, their issues around your barefooting is not your responsibility. It's not. And, you know, people can often project fears onto us even. A lot of people can project their own fears onto us. And we, in a lot of ways, but we even see that in barefooting. You know, oh, well, what about glass? What about this? What about needles? What about blah, 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 blah? When, you know, we're paying attention to where we're walking. You know, I've been going a lot more places barefoot lately than I have been able to previous. The weather has been warming up and it's, you know, temperatures and weather that is more suitable for my body. You know, Audrey, as we've, you know, talked about in the past, like, you know, she's been able to go all winter without putting shoes on. I think maybe once she put them on, and that was when we had, you know, really bad like snowstorms. And so that's definitely awesome and impressive. And I'm proud of her for that. I'm proud of her for, you know, her journey, you know, and it's great to see people making milestones like that. You know, last year was the first winter. She made it all winter with only needing to put shoes on 3 times because of the weather. And, you know, this year she's, you know, been able to take that, you know, even further, which is awesome. You know, and I have definitely pushed my limitations than I have in past winters. But, you know, I'm still earlier on in my barefooting journey. Audrey's been doing this for a lot longer than I have. And, you know, I do have my own physical limitations, but I can still be happy for her. So even if you have other barefooters in your life that you feel like are never happy for the milestones you reach, that's even something to reflect on. That's even something to, you know, start setting boundaries with and to, you know, move on from. You know, if people can't be happy for you and your milestones, there's probably a problem. Why can't they be happy for you? You know, and it's so hard to believe that other people's jealousy exists sometimes, especially when we're struggling in our own ways and in our own areas, you know, within our life. It's hard to believe that, well, what does anybody have to be jealous for? Like, come on, like, I'm a mess, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's a lot, it's very easy to have those feelings and to invalidate ourselves too, because other people don't value our accomplishments. But regardless of what anybody thinks of your accomplishments, they're still valid. The milestones that you're achieving and you are making and you are creating and you are pushing past, that's awesome. Be proud of yourself. I'm proud of everybody that has been pushing themselves and pushing past their limitations, whether that is, you know, fears regarding environment or fears regarding people or just even their own physical capabilities. That's awesome, and I'm proud of you. We're all proud of you here at Barefoot is Legal for embracing your true self, embracing the lifestyle barefooting in the way that is authentic for you. And even if you feel like you're not where you want to be, that's okay. You're still making those improvements. You're still making that progress. You're still moving forward, and that's what matters. You can't beat yourself up for every little thing you've done wrong. You can't beat yourself up for every little setback. You know, maybe there have been some setbacks for some of you guys this winter and this year, and that's okay too. It's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to not have it figured out. It's okay to be finding and figuring out what your barefooting journey is for you. There's nothing wrong with that. Other people's opinions, other people's thoughts and feelings, they're not your responsibility. You're your responsibility. So I encourage you all to trust your own intuition and trust your own body and trust your own mind and trust your own emotion. And start sorting through in these other dimensions of yourself, what is actually you and what is other people? What are old wounds and old ways of thinking and old relationships that no longer serve purpose in your life, that no longer aid or help your energy? Or maybe also just get rid of all the stuff that was poison all to begin with that you weren't aware of. We have more power than we think. We do. Our minds are very powerful. Our thoughts are very powerful. And we may not have full control of every thought that pops into our head. We may not have full control of every emotion that we experience. We may not have full control of everything we experience externally or internally, but we still have the power to break these cycles. You know, it's something that I practice all the time. When I start feeling myself playing into doubt and fear and guilt and shame and blame and past trauma and past pain, I really focus on what those emotions are, what those feelings are. And rather than looking them as being truthful, and rather than allowing them to take a hold of my life and myself and other dimensions of my being, I take the time to remind myself the opposite, or intentionally release upon those emotions and what they're telling me. Because our emotions and our fear, they are a tool. They're showing us what we don't think we deserve. It's showing us that there's, you know, a deficiency, there's a struggle, there's a battle. So rather than feeding into them and allowing them to be our truth, we need to allow them to just be our past. Take the time to find a way to release all outdated versions of yourself and all outdated versions of your life and all outdated environments, however that is most for you. You know, listen within to your intuition and figure out what's right for you. But barefooting in nature has definitely been one of the greatest release things for me. You know, for me anyways, as somebody that, you know, feels a drawing or feels drawn to, you know, using crystals. You know, I will get some of those palm stones that like fit your hand perfectly. They're kind of like an egg shape, but a little flatter. If that makes any sense, I hope you guys can understand what I'm talking about. I'll use those to, you know, massage my feet, to massage any tension. And it's even a part of my spiritual practice. Because when you get into, you know, energy centers in the body, often referred to as, you know, chakras, but they have other names. Your feet are, you know, connected to your trauma. They're connected especially to our childhood, our families, our roots, but also they come in contact with every aspect of our environment. And so barefooting and connecting and anchoring my energy to the earth is so drastically helpful. But also taking the time to massage and those muscles, it's brought a lot of benefits to me with my physical health issues, but it's also brought a lot of benefits to me with my, you know, spirituality and my energy. So, you know, take care of your feet. You know, as barefooters, you know, I think sometimes we can even struggle to take care of our feet too, despite being more in touch with them and being more in touch with the earth by anchoring ourselves through them. We are still bombarded with a lot of shame and a lot of guilt that I think can cause a barrier to actually taking care of our feet and taking care of our bodies. So maybe try a crystal massage on your feet and doing that for yourself. And while you do that, think of all the things, all the pain, all the trauma, all the guilt and all the shame that is outdated and that you need to let go. I've found a lot of meditative benefits from this. Being able to, you know, perform an act of self-love, like a foot massage. And for me, that's the problem is it's nothing sexual. You know, I think it's, you know, and I feel like I need to say this because, you know, feet have been overly sexualized. And I'm not here to shame people if that is your thing. I don't really care, you know. And I'm not saying that in like a rude way either. Like, I'm very indifferent. It's your thing. It's you. It's your life. Just don't put that and project that and onto other people. You know, don't be putting your unsolicited, you know, sexual energy onto people because it's not right. You know, keep it to yourself, you know. But self-love is so important. Actions of self-love are so important. And for me, I found an action of self-love being, you know, massaging my feet with crystals and meditating on all the shame, blame, guilt, and trauma that I've held onto for so long, taking the time to release and relieve myself from past obligations and past versions of myself to fully embrace this new cycle of my existence. And I think that we can all benefit from that. And so, you know, that may not 100% align with you word for word, but I encourage you to try it out if you feel inclined to and find your own way of freeing yourself from past mistakes, past versions, past trauma, and past pain, because it doesn't have any power over you. The only power it's ever had over you is the power that you've given it by creating these mental prisons, by creating emotional prisons over yourself. And a lot of us have emotional and mental prisons over ourselves through shame and guilt and other unwanted and unhealthy and unbeneficial emotions. So how can you sift through them and find conscious awareness? How can you sift through them and find the lesson that you need to learn for this current stage in your life? That's what's important. Not dwelling on all the pain, not dwelling on it, not wishing you could go back and change it, not regretting it. Just let it go. And I found that barefooting is a very key healing for me. And embracing my feet into meditative practices, like massaging them with crystals, has been so beneficial for me. It really has. You know, every day I've kind of made a place for it into my life every day, you know, taking whatever time I can to sit with my thoughts and my feelings and to reflect on just the past and the current and the present and what I want for the future, while, you know, sitting and, you know, massaging my feet with crystals, which really helps. So, and if you're somebody too that has, you know, issues within your feet in general, muscular issues, I definitely, you know, recommend trying it out because I've found a lot of benefit from it. And so if you're somebody that, you know, hasn't experienced chronic pain, you may not find as much benefit from it, but I'm sure you can find that benefit from performing an act of self-love, like giving yourself a foot massage while reflecting upon all the negativity and letting it go. I'm sorry if I seem a little repetitive, and I hope that makes sense, but it's important to let go. It is. You know, I've definitely been guilty of being an emotional hoarder at times. Believe me, I have totally been guilty of that. And it's hard. I think a lot of us are, though, you know, because you feel like without this pain, without all this doubt, without all this fear, we have nothing. That's not true. The fear is the doubt, the pain talking. You have so much to offer. You have so much to give. You are so much more, so much more than you even realize when you're stuck within fear and trauma dimensions and cycles. So emancipate yourself from your trauma. Emancipate yourself from your guilt. Emancipate yourself from your pain. So that way you can bring in a new era, a new chapter into your life. I don't know. I think that's all I have to say on that kind of tidbit. I know I kind of went on that for a while, but I hope that helped you. I feel like as barefooters, a lot of us do have a lot of shame to sift through, a lot of pain to sift through because, you know, our barefooting makes us alienated, but also we're more than barefooters too. That's not the only part of our identity. You know, we are siblings, we're children, we're grandchildren, we're friends, we're so much more, and we have so many different connections and facets to people, and we have so many different aspects of our life. So figure out what that means for you and figure out what is old, what is outdated, and what is harmful. And you can still have a relationship with a person while recognizing that the dynamic that you have is outdated and is harmful and is unhealthy. You can have that without completely cutting people out of your life. So set those boundaries. And if that person doesn't want to cross out, you can set boundaries with people and have them still in your life. But if you set those boundaries with people and they are just have their mind set that they don't want to respect them and they seem to be intent on crossing them and not respecting them, then it's time to let them go. Time to let them go. And boundaries also include our expectations from relationships. And I'm not saying unrealistic or demanding expectations, but, you know, expectations on the kind of love and support that you know you deserve and that you should be receiving, the type of energy that you are receiving. And if people can't align with love to be in your life in the way that you are trying to align with love, and that's a problem, and it's time to let them go. Time to separate yourself. Give me 1 second. I'm taking a drink. I know that I have personally had to work through a lot of self-validation. And it's hard. But you guys got this. If you're struggling with the same thing, you got this. You got this. Even when you think you don't, you got it. You know? So easy to be like, no, you got this. And no, you should not allow people that hurt you in your life. It is 2:30, and we're going to run another quick ad break. I'm sorry, I know a lot of our ads right now. Sorry. Or excuse me, I should say. I'm trying to get out of this, like, overly apologetic thing. I think a lot of people are in it. I feel like a lot of us have been so conditioned to say sorry for so long, even when we shouldn't. Even when we have nothing to feel sorry for, it is so easy to feel like we have to. Okay, I was going to run a quick ad break, but actually, 1 second. I got to plug this computer in. I did not realize that it was about to die. But trying to get into a better habit of doing the ad breaks as we're supposed to, which can honestly be a hard thing for me to remember. I'll be real with y'all. It can be a very hard thing for me to remember. And I know, too, like all most shows, you know, me and Audrey get so into our conversation, or even when I'm hosting by myself, I'll get so into what I'm saying that, you know, I'm not always running them as we should. Right now, we do kind of have a more limited selection on our ads, which is kind of frustrating, I'm sure, as a listener to feel like you're hearing the same things over and over again. So I apologize. You know, we're in the process of, you know, trying to branch out. Hello, computer. What just happened? Come on, turn on. Sorry, guys. Maybe I'm not going to run an ad break. Hold on. I'm sorry, guys. Computer ended up shutting off because I did not get the charger plugged in time. But, okay. It has definitely been a week, and if y'all are feeling it the way that I have been, I am wishing you the best. I really am, because it has been rough. There's a lot of crazy energy right now. There's a lot of crazy things happening in the world, and it's hard and it's scary at times, you know, but we have more power than we think we do. And we have the power to change things. We have the power to turn over a new leaf. And so, you know, I ask everybody to align themselves with love. You know, align yourself with love. And not even just for other people, but for yourself. Align yourself with love for yourself. So that way you can have what you need and build yourself up with what you need to thrive. And I encourage everybody to align with love and how they also treat each other, of course. You know, we need to be more loving and accepting. And unfortunately, as barefooters, I feel like we're all a lot more aware at times of negativity And of course, anybody that experiences any type of discrimination is going to be more aware of hate and injustice. And of course, you know, and this is going to look very different for different people depending on the type of discrimination, of course. But embrace love, align yourself with love. It'll make a difference. I encourage us all to embrace love in order to uplift each other as well as ourselves. And that's how we make way for a better world, is to uplift each other. Okay, I'm going to run a quick ad break, and then I'll be back.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey, Freedomist Proof here. Just want to let everybody know that I have a trusted source for EMF protection. So you can block out this 5G possibly from your cell phone or any other electronic devices. Go to groundwithgia.com and please check out the selection of products that you might need to help filter out all this electronic garbage that's going to get into your house and to your life. So most of us have cell phones except for me. You're going to want to protect yourself. We all have Wi-Fi, and you definitely want to do something about this. Please check it out, groundwithgia.com. That's ground with G-I-A, Gia.com.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as other information, support, encouragement, and resources. You can find us at barefootislegal.org. There's some documentation you can access for free if you would feel more comfortable having documentation about the law and, you know, barefooting rights with you, you know, like being able to carry that with you because of, you know, facing discrimination and harassment for barefooting, even though there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States. In a lot of countries, there are no laws or health codes against it either. I know, like we talked about in the past, we've had listeners And also Barefoot is Legal members from other countries that have been like, you know, or have, you know, come into contact with this group that are just like, I didn't understand that that was a thing, that there's, you know, that there's this discrimination in the U.S. because it's such a normalized and accepted thing in other countries. It's not looked down upon either. And it's actually really harmful the way that Western society acts as if all people that barefoot are dirty, or you must be some third world country, which is really harmful to assume. It's very harmful to assume that barefooting is rooted in poverty. Now, yes, that is the case for a lot of people, and that is an issue. And that can be an issue in terms of safety when people do not have shoes to be used as a tool when necessary available to them, because shoes do have their uses as a tool for safety. There are certain environments that are unsafe, but not all shoes are going to protect you from unsafe environments by any means either. What are flip-flops going to protect you from? I would really like to know, because I have found the answer from my personal experience to be absolutely nothing. If there is something sharp that I'm going to step on that is sharp enough to hurt my foot, it's going to go through my flip-flop. I've found, you know, in the years, previous years when I used to wear flip-flops, it's been years since I've even bothered wearing one. To me, it's either I'm going to be barefoot or I'm wearing shoes for a specific reason. And that reason being, you know, whatever tool of safety they're being used. But, you know, like we've had conversations with, you know, listeners in the past that have called in and have shared, you know, their experiences as barefooters, where for their jobs, it's actually just not safe for them to barefoot. I think we had a conversation in the past with a chemist. Obviously, for his job, he has to wear protective equipment. He's wearing, you know, eye gear, you know, and sorry, my brain stopped for a second. You know, he's wearing, you know, protective goggles, and you know, if you're wearing protective goggles and other protective materials, gloves, anything like that, aprons, whatever, you're most likely also going to be in a situation where you need shoes. And that is one of those situations where shoes are a tool when you're working with chemicals that can be corrosive and dangerous. Yeah, shoes are a tool. And think about, you know, electricians and construction workers. They, you know, wear shoes as a tool, but they also wear special type of shoes. You know, electricians use special insulated shoes to protect them from being electrocuted. And construction workers, you know, wear steel toe boots and hard hats to protect them from other dangers and possible, you know, safety risks that, you know, occur in those environments. So, you know, shoes have a tool, but not all shoes are tools either, if that makes any sense. So I'm not here to shame people out of their shoes, though. You know, they do have their uses for sure. And I've had, you know, times where I've had to use them for a tool. But in most situations, it's a choice for everybody. I'm not going to tell you not to wear shoes or force you out of them, because if that is the choice you want to make for you, then that's the choice you want to make for you. Just as for us barefooters, barefooting is the choice that we want to make for ourselves, because it has its own benefits to us, whether that is for our mental health, our physical health, our spiritual health, our energetic health in terms of electromagnetic fields that have been discussed through some of the ads that I've played today and that we've discussed on this show in the past. If you go to Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram, in the bio link, there's a link where you can click onto the show. But you can also find links to an earthing article that I've linked that gets into some more of like the research and information behind the benefits of grounding and through barefooting and other aspects of grounding research. Where was I going with this? I'm sorry, guys. My brain, I lost my thought for a second. What I'm trying to say is that there are so many reasons for barefooting. There are cultural reasons why people barefoot. There are religious reasons. There are spiritual reasons. There are medical reasons. There are all kinds of reasons why people barefoot. And those reasons are all protected rights. That's why there are no laws or health codes against barefooting, because there are legitimate reasons that are very key to the multiple facets of different people's identities and existence and state of being that barefooting helps with. And so just please remember, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting. You are not doing anything wrong. If a person wants to harass you for barefooting, they are in the wrong. They are. You're not. They are. We are valid as barefooters. And even if you, if your choice is, if you're somebody who's listening that prefers to wear shoes and is just like, what is this stuff about? Like, what, you know, your choice is valid. If you are choosing to wear shoes for yourself, then your choice is valid. If you're using, or if you are choosing to wear shoes for your safety, then your choice is valid. Just as your choice is valid for going barefoot for your safety and for yourself. There are a lot of reasons why people like myself and Audrey and many of us barefooters feel safer barefooting. And, you know, being neurodivergent, a lot of us feel more safer barefoot than we do wearing shoes. And that may seem counterintuitive to some people, but I think that shows that safety isn't just physical threat. Safety is an internal thing. And as, you know, some ads I played earlier were talking about, you know, electromagnetic fields, we can become overly charged with electrical energy. Our brains are electric. Our hearts are electric. Our hearts are actually more electric than our brains are, which is why I encourage a lot of people to align with love and align with their emotions in a healthy and positive and, you know, divine way rather than a toxic or unhealthy or detrimental way. So, you know, align with your heart space and your emotions in a way that is aligned with love, and that liberates yourself from shame and blame and guilt. But when our bodies become overly charged with electromagnetic energy, it is really important to ground to the earth. Electromagnetic fields form from the relationship between the sun's electrical energy and the earth's magnetic energy. And these energies have come together to create electromagnetic fields. So that's why the earth has an electromagnetic field around it. That's why we all have our electromagnetic fields. That's why the objects that we come into contact with and other people come into contact with and come into contact with other environments all have their own electromagnetic field. We have the ability to influence the electromagnetic field of our own environments and of each other even. So we need to make sure that we are keeping our dimensions in check, whether that's our head space or our heart space or any other energy center in our body. And that electrical energy is so important. We need that electrical energy from the sun. That's why a lot of people experience seasonal depression, is there's a lack of that electrical energy from the sun. Even if you're taking vitamin D supplements or other supplements to make up from not receiving enough vitamins from the sun, just the lack of that electrical energy from the sun can actually be bad, just as too much electrical energy can be bad. And more of the threat with electrical energy comes from man-made objects. And that's not saying that everything that human-made, it's not saying all human-made objects are evil or bad or going to poison us. But we need to be more mindful of what we're coming into contact with and what was the intention of the people that created these environments or these things that we're using and implementing into our life, and being more mindful of the energy that we were allowing in through them, if that makes any sense. And so if it's nice where you are, it's about 62 here, according to the weather app. It's about 62 degrees here. Now, I don't know what the weather's like for all y'all where you're from, but for here, that is warm. So I know I'm planning on enjoying the sun's electrical energy today. The sun is bright and shining. I'm sitting outside and can see the sunlight peeking in. So, you know, if you're able to today, take some time to embrace the sun's electrical magnetic energy, because there are a lot of benefits with that. But also it's important for us to ground ourselves from excessive electrical energy. But a lot of that more so harmful excessive electrical energy is going to come from other facets of our life. It's not, you know, coming from the sun. But the earth is magnetic and the earth is grounding, and all electricity, you know, even the electricity that's going through our homes right now, the electricity going through my own home right now, and, you know, going through the devices I'm using right now, and that's going through the devices you're using right now. All of those are anchored to the earth. The source of electricity is anchored through the earth. That's how we keep transformers. That's how we keep transformers from blowing, or electrical fires and other explosive thing, electrical events from happening, is by anchoring and grounding through the earth. So it's important for us to anchor and ground our bodies through the earth and allow the earth to remove all of the harmful and overactive electrical energy. But it's still important to, you know, embrace the sun's electromagnetic energy or electric energy as well in this electromagnetic relationship. So it's really important for us to have a balance between both. And and also understand the effects that may be having on us. I know that sometimes I can feel very charged and very jittery, and sometimes, you know, we may not be able to see that, but that can be a very literal thing. And so, you know, take the time to ground to the earth, ground yourself, free yourself, emancipate yourself from all negative and harmful energy in general, not even just electrical energy. But barefooting has so many positive impacts. It's positive impacts to your mental health. It has positive impacts to your emotional health. It's positive impacts for your spiritual health. It has positive impacts for your energetic health in terms of those electromagnetic fields. And it has so many positive impacts on one's identity, even. You know, people may barefoot in relation to their identity in terms of, you know, culture or cultural identity. But people may also barefoot in terms of their own internal identity, their and within their own natural flow, referring to the natural ebb and flow of your own energy on all dimensions. And so remember, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States. You're not doing anything wrong. If somebody, like a store employee or even a business owner, is trying to kick you out of their business when it is open to the public, meaning it requires no private membership fee, they are breaking the law. Unless the place requires a private membership fee, they cannot have a policy against barefooting. It is against the law. Barefooting is a protected right. And if people want to ask why you barefoot, that's none of their business. You can tell people if you want to, but for them to ask questions and to pry is actually also against the law. A employee or business owner being uncomfortable by your barefooting is not on any legal ground justifiable to kick a barefoot patron out of a business, a shopping center, a mall, a gym even, any place that is open to the public. Now, if there is a private membership fee, then the policies can be different, but they have to have a reasonable argument and reason for why they have a policy against barefooting, and they have to be willing to work with people's needs in terms of making accommodations for people that do need to barefoot for their health. They can't just tell you no either. Even if they do have legal grounds for it as a private institution, they still have to be willing to make accommodations. So remember, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in any space open to the public. You're not doing anything wrong. If a person tries to harass you for being barefoot, politely or try to politely tell them, because unfortunately, if we react in a negative way, then that just, of course, comes back to reflect negatively on us. So try to stand your ground while being level-headed about it and the best you can. And I know that can be hard at times, but just tell them that there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in a public space. And if it's if they try to say, well, I'm a small business, I'm a private business, like that, you may be a small business or a privately owned business, but you are not a private institution. And since you are not a private institution, meaning you do not require a membership fee, then it is illegal for you to kick me out of here, because your business being open to the public is considered a public space. Therefore, I have the protected right to barefoot here. And if they try to ask questions, you can tell them, nope, do you want a lawsuit? Because you even questioning my right to barefooting and trying to kick me out is illegal discrimination. So stand your ground, folks. And I always, tell people, I'm like, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting. I'm not breaking the law. And actually, you're breaking the law by telling me I can't be in here by violating my rights, my protected right as a barefooter to barefoot in public safely. You're actually the one breaking the law. And I don't have to spend my money here. We'll go elsewhere if it's really going to be such a problem, because I'm not going to be discriminated against. And a place that is going to try to discriminate against me by breaking the law does not deserve my money. I'll go elsewhere. Now, you obviously don't have to say that word for word, but just say something along those lines. Make it clear. We have to stand up for ourselves. When we allow other people to walk all over us, we are only into their hands. So I got the 90-second warning, guys. I'm going to have to wrap up on the show. I hope this is beneficial to all of you listening. I hope that you were able to, find some, just nuggets of wisdom or whatever, or help or support or encouragement from this. I also know that I do not have all the answers. I don't know everything, but I do what I can to help, and I hope that I was able to accomplish that today. So I'm going to wrap this up, folks. My name is Phoenix. You can listen to the show next week. Again, here at Barefoot is Legal Radio on Blog Talk Radio. You can check us out at Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram and barefootislegal.org. And we are under Barefoot is Legal on Facebook. But if you go to Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram, under the link tree, you'll find links to our other social medias as well as to the shows. So I hope you guys were able to enjoy the show. But remember, there are no laws or health codes against barefoot in the United States. So stand your ground. Do not allow anybody to bully you or walk all over you. But take care, guys. Keep living your best barefoot lifestyle. Bye-bye.